Welcome to the Vanderbilt University Center for Teaching podcast, part of the center's efforts to cultivate dialogue about university teaching and learning among faculty, students, and staff. I'm your host, Rhett McDaniel, educational technologist here at the center. This is the first of a two-part podcast exploring student perspectives on the Achieving Excellence in Liberal Education core curriculum, more commonly referred to as the AXL requirements that all students in the College of Arts and Science must fulfill. CFT student reporter Aaron Baldwin hears the perspective of one junior in this first installment. We join Aaron now for her interview.
Hi, this is Aaron Baldwin from the Vanderbilt Center for Teaching. Today I'm going to be interviewing a student about the AXL writing requirement.
My name is Madeline Karen. I'm a junior and I'm a political science and the combined economics and history dual major.
Why do you think that Vanderbilt focuses so much on writing?
Well, I think that it's valuable to have a course where the teacher helps you develop your writing style because so many of our assignments are graded on how eloquently we write and how well we put across our ideas. So to have a professor or to have a few professors sit down and tell you how your writing can improve is really helpful.
And do these classes fit towards your major or minor requirements, or have you had trouble completing the requirements in any way?
English was just an AXL requirement, but the history class is a requirement for my history major, so it was convenient.
And have you had classes outside of W courses that focused on this development of a paper or that required the development of a thesis?
My freshman seminar focused a lot on writing, and we spent most of the semester writing a research paper that was, I think, 15 to 20 pages long, and we spent a lot of time reading other academic writings and critiquing them and trying to figure out what we liked so that we could write better papers, and that was my freshman year.
Okay, and since then, have you had other courses that require an extensive paper or have a big grade based on a paper?
Yeah, I'm history and political science, so most of my classes include a lot of writing.
So seeing that a lot of your classes include writing, do you think that the writing requirement has filled a gap in the curriculum that would otherwise not be filled by non-W courses, or do you think that writing is so much ingrained in the liberal arts curriculum that the extra W courses are not necessary?
Well, I can't speak for students in other majors. Obviously, history and political science, very reading and writing intensive. I'm not sure if that's the case for maybe studying a language or being pre-med. But for me, my English class was probably one of the least, my English writing class was one of the least writing intensive courses I've had. Whereas it's common in my political science and history classes to expect a few upwards of 10 pages papers throughout the semester.
So then would you advocate for looser restrictions of the W requirements for AXL for some majors? Or do you think that just having an overall umbrella plan for writing requirements is useful as you look forward to graduation?
I haven't noticed my W classes being structured a lot differently than my non-W classes. So if I had not had to take that English class, that didn't count for anything. Because I'm writing in all of my other classes, and one of those other classes would have qualified, that would have been pretty helpful in terms of finishing AXL.
And can you describe some of the ways that you feel as though your writing has improved since your arrival at Vanderbilt, and even potentially some of the areas where you think that the Vanderbilt curriculum has room for improvement?
Just jumping out the room for improvement section would be in the different departments, they constantly ask for different citation styles. And it can be kind of complicated to write one paper with all the citations and footnotes 1 week and then have another paper with a completely different citation style the next week. And to try to actually be formatting things correctly, I'm kind of unclear if I know how to format correctly in any of the citation styles anymore because I'm always jumping around. But I think that in my writing courses, the focus on being very, very clear and concise and making, getting all of the information out of your sources. When I turn in drafts for my professors, usually that's what they ask me to do more. And so I think the focus on, looking at what academics put out and how detailed that is and how specific their writing is and then demanding that of the students has been the most helpful thing for me.
And my final question is, do you think that the W curriculum in AXL fulfills the goal of creating competent writers?
Not necessarily. I mean, like, requiring you to take 2 courses to refresh your writing skills in 4 years, I think it's pretty easy to, like, take any of those courses and just get through with, like, the high school writing skills. Obviously, we all know how to write basic level papers after, like, doing well enough in high school to get to Vanderbilt. I don't know, like, how practical it is to be required to write, like, lengthy analysis and policy papers in a lot of careers.
Okay, great. Thank you all for your time.
Thanks for listening to the Vanderbilt University Center for Teaching podcast. You can view the show notes as well as leave comments or questions about this episode by visiting cft.vanderbilt.edu/blog/podcasts. If you'd like to share your thoughts, we encourage you to stop by our website and join the discussion. Vanderbilt instructors are also welcome to call the Center for Teaching at 322-7290 to arrange a meeting with a CFT consultant to talk about ways you might incorporate writing in your class. Thanks again for listening. I've been your host, Rhett McDaniel.